The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is Daniel Korn.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And no Daniel Cormier with us. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN, number 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at the producer Nick. Very happy to have Nick Sherrara with us today. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Miss the first hour. Very Corona-y, little sportsy. And we'll get to more stuff as we move along. So, but fun hour as always. And somebody said, if I didn't know you guys were in different places, I wouldn't know. And I would just say, yeah, the thing about that is it feels like it's pretty normal for us. The only real difference is there's just a little bit of a delay sometimes.
Yep.
And sometimes I think, okay, AJ's not going to start talking here, so I wind up stepping on him. But we're figuring that out. That's not happening very often. So, yeah, hope you guys enjoyed it. So somebody asked, does the heat come off the Astros when they announce Boston scandal too, or will fans just hate the MLB for years to come? I don't know that it's going to take much heat off the Astros. I don't know why they haven't done that. I guess they think, you know, maybe it's actually a positive. I don't know. I mean, people don't have anything else to talk about. So if it came out now, that's all they would talk about.
It's possible that they're just not done with the investigation yet, and they don't want to put out a half-ass investigation.
Well, no, they said they're done with it.
Oh, well, in that case, then, yeah, maybe they don't want their only spot in the news cycle to be bad news.
Yeah, well, maybe, and if so, if they're kind of, yeah, I mean, because my first thought was, well, no, we want to wait until actually baseball's back and, you know, everybody's paying attention. But, you know, I think it's the opposite. I think more people are paying attention. Why the hell did Bill O'Brien get so much attention last week?
Right.
You know,
people are paying
else for people.
Yeah, people will pay less attention when there's actual games that can distract them from it.
I would think so. Somebody wants to know, have you ever thought of doing an MMA podcast or blog discussing the latest news and upcoming fights?
No.
You could be the next Ariel Helwani, LOL.
No. No, there's already people who do that, and they're good at it. And, yeah, I worked in MMA for a long time. We had a website, Barry and I did, and it's a lot of work, and there's just not that much money in it. So I'm at a point in my career where I like to work for money. It's a wild time,
and,
but that's what I like to do.
I mean, I do know that when you do if it ever all comes back to where we can bet again, you've done the Dream Podcast with them and talked MMA, haven't you? I know you
did
college basketball, but yeah. So, yeah, it's doing extra work is, like right now, yeah, it might be fun, but when things get back to normal and we get back to our regular jobs, which are, there's barely enough hours in the day for as it is.
Right.
I think that would be kind of a pain in the butt to do. So, you know, did you see they set the Wilder Fury 3 fight?
I saw they moved it. I didn't know did they announce when they moved it to?
Yeah, first week of October, along with everything else. So,
okay.
So it'll be, so hopefully, fingers crossed, it'll happen then and we can, you know, we'll all be able to head out there, but we shall see.
I mean, I'm for that.
What's that?
I'm for that. I'm if they get it done by October, I'd be happy with that. That means things are back to normal by then.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, that's – I mean, I think it would be awesome if everything's back and running by then. Did you see speaking of the corona, did you see the tweet that the Federalists sent out that Twitter removed them?
No.
They shared an article by an unlicensed dermatologist that urged the public to be exposed to coronavirus en masse. And so they locked their account. But it's a, you know, the Federalist is a really pro-Trump site. But, yeah, to say that we should all get infected from a dermatologist.
Okay. Well, I mean, if they think it's true, then it's got to be true, right?
Well, all I know is Twitter said,
Yeah, good.
So, Greg the Beer Man says, if the MLB won't release the investigation, I bet that means it's not good. From everything that they've leaked to their people, it sounds like that it's not as bad as the Astros, but, you know, until they release it, who knows? I don't know why you wouldn't at this point. If you're done with it and you know what it is, I guess the only thing is maybe you're trying to figure out the punishment.
That's possible.
So that you
but
do
shouldn't
something,
it, I mean, if it's not as bad as the Astros, I mean, what's the punishment going to be? It's, you know.
I'm pretty sure Alex Cora is going to get nailed big time.
He's probably done for good if he's involved in it. I can't imagine that if he's involved in both those scandals that they're just going to let him slide. That seems unlikely to me.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's probably going to be the one who gets punished. They're probably not going to do much to the Red Sox, and that'll be that. But, you know, hard to tell when they won't tell us. So,
but what are they going to do to Alex Cora? Just tell him, hey, I know you don't have a job right now, but you're never going to have one.
Well, yeah.
Is it a Pete Rose situation, like a lifetime ban? Is that what you're thinking?
No, but I bet he gets more than a year.
Okay.
It might be like 2 years. Which
as long as he's still eligible for the Hall of Fame.
Oh yeah, yeah. As a manager,
that's what's important to me.
Hey, he's a World Series winning manager, dude.
That's
right.
Back off.
Can't get in the Hall of Fame unless you win a World Series if you're a manager.
That's right. Thank you, Fred.
Hey,
thank you for noticing.
Are you familiar with this guy Forrest Fenn, who hid $1 million in the Rocky Mountains in 2010?
No.
Did you hear this story?
No.
Well, apparently, it's kind of a fascinating story because this guy, he basically hid $1 million, and so now these people are going out there trying to find it.
Treasure hunters.
And yeah, except five of them have now died.
Oh, no.
And so a 58-year-old Colorado man was found dead near Dinosaur National Monument while on an apparent hunt for $1 million treasure buried 10 years ago by Forrest Fenn.
By D.B. Cooper?
65-year-old. Yes, yeah, pretty much. Now, if you haven't found it since 2010... Do you think winter is the time to go?
No, that's the worst time to go.
Yeah, because when you see this, the man and his 65-year-old companion set out on snowmobiles last week in the Wild Mountain area along the border of Utah and Colorado. After several days of searching, authorities found the men on Saturday in a remote area. The 58-year-old was dead, while the 65-year-old was alive and taken to a nearby hospital. Okay, here's another thing. We talk about taking unnecessary risks. You're 58 and 65 and riding snowmobiles into the cold to try to find the money. You know what?
You got to get those bucks, Fred.
I'd rather be alive than frozen to death chasing $1 million somewhere where you have no idea where it is. So,
well, but not Dan Patrick.
I think that would make a – well, I've already told you if we need to sacrifice an old person, I'm okay with it being him.
Just him.
Somebody said, Finn says, it's tragic and heartbreaking that some searchers have been lost while they look for my treasure. I didn't anticipate that happening. Well, what were you thinking?
Where is he at?
He's alive. He just hit it
did
out there.
Did he lose
so
the treasure?
After. Huh? No, he didn't.
Does
he didn't
not remember
it.
Where? Like, he,
well,
he did it
he
as
does,
like a...
But...
Does he have the ability to just say, like, hey, guys, all right, I'm canceling the Find My $1 million game and just go back out and recover it? Is that a thing?
It's probably a good idea now that you've had five deaths.
I thought that he was, like, he died or something. But if he's alive and he knows where the money is, like, what the hell's going
on? He's 89 years old. He wrote a book that he said contains 9 clues as to the location of the treasure. which is allegedly worth millions of dollars and hidden somewhere in the Rocky Mountains. So when they found these guys, they had water bottles, candy bars, and a copy of his book, The Thrill of the Chase. So apparently he drops hints in there. Which,
as long as they've got candy bars, they're probably going to be okay.
Well, one of them wasn't. So,
all right, Fred, there's music playing.
I heard him tell me that, so now we're just finishing the story. We'll go to break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. And a couple things just to follow up to that story. Somebody said Expedition Unknown, the TV show, did a thing on it. But basically, this guy said he wanted to get people to go out into nature and give working class Americans a shot at instant wealth. Okay, here's my problem with that. The kind of people that would find this would have like $300,000 worth of equipment and stuff. They wouldn't be working class guys because there's people out there who do that. But
or they'll just go out there with candy bars and die.
Yeah. Well. And he said, despite suggestions, he removed the treasure to stop the search due to the tragedy. He had no plans to do so. He says, searchers have spent money and vacation time looking for the treasure, and I don't feel that I could do that even if I wanted to. I certainly did not anticipate anyone was going to get killed, but I answer those people this way. If a hunter goes into the mountains looking for a deer and is lost, does that mean we should stop deer hunting? If someone drowns in a swimming pool, should we drain the pool or should we teach people to swim?
My guess is this guy's full of it, and there's no treasure.
Exactly. That's my thought. And he's 89 years old. So if we're going to go ahead and make the list of olds who are willing to sacrifice, I think I'm going to throw him on there.
And if he's 89, he may have just forgotten where that treasure is anyway.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's a real possibility. But no, I don't think he's I don't think there is any treasure. I think it's bull bleep. Because by now, it's been since 2010.
Yeah.
Some of these guys who know how to do this would have found it.
Nick will be out there next week looking.
Yeah, Nick, maybe we should let's get an expedition.
Nick's going to check the schedule. Oh, what days do I have off next week? I'm gone.
Let's go get some snowmobiles and some candy bars.
Yeah.
If they'd had vodka, they might have made it. Because what do Russians drink?
Well, they drink vodka, but I don't know if that'll help you find the treasure.
Why not? I mean, Russians live in the cold. They survive. So it'll help you survive. That would be my... You know,
Russians are also poor. They never find treasure when they're drunk.
Have you heard of an oligarch?
Yes.
Those guys are
Those
rich.
Guys,
so there.
They don't go in the cold.
Well, theoretically, they'd be smart enough not to. He did warn people not to go out in the cold, but it's like, So, and if he's really got 9 clues in this book, you don't think that somebody's got an AI by now that would have found them all and put it together?
Yeah, I mean, like how many pages is this book?
Doesn't say in the story.
Because if he's like throwing you off the trail with some clues, and then some clues are real and some aren't, I mean, good luck. You're trying to figure out the Zodiac killer now.
Yeah, yeah.
Which,
and they haven't
by the way, have they investigated to see if this guy is the Zodiac killer? Like, what a good move, right? You're the Zodiac killer, and you're like, okay, how can I get people to stop worrying about me being the Zodiac killer? I know. I'll write a book and tell people I've hidden a mystery treasure. And that way, people keep dying. He keeps getting satisfaction from that because he's a maniac. I think I've solved the mystery.
I like it. So, I maybe he is the Zodiac. I mean,
it's either him
it's
or
a possibility,
Ted Cruz.
Right? We know it's not
the
Ted
only two
Cruz,
options
so
left.
It's got to be him. Some think he made the story up and wrote a fake book.
That's trying to sell some books.
Yeah, that's what I should have done. It's like, I've got some clues in this short story that I wrote. If you guys donate.
Anyway. Do it now, Fred.
Who's going to know? Somewhere out there, I've buried $32,500.
It's on your land in Koontz or wherever that is.
No, I don't want them out there.
People are just going to go out there and dig up your land. But you need like a trench dug or something, you could say that. Be like, hey, it's right here. Well, and then you next thing you know, you've got a water tank.
You know, I need some of that land cleared. We might be onto something here.
You want a well on your land? I've got an idea.
Yeah, that might work. It's like, oh yeah, you might dig a well. Just it's got to go down 200 feet because it might be down there.
There you go.
But yeah, I think we're onto something here. So I don't know about you yet, but I'm sure some people who are on quarantine together are not getting along. I have a friend who just broke up with her boyfriend, and neither one of them has anywhere else to go, so they're stuck together, and they're having to work from home. But that would be the worst, right?
Yes.
But so Dr. Judy Blume has tips for people who are stuck together.
Okay.
We all do in this time of need. But she suggests, instead of bickering while quarantined together, use this time to strengthen your relationship. A lot of couples are reappreciating time with each other and their kids, so that's for you. It says, now is the time to really get to know your loved one on a deeper level. I'm no doctor, but how hard could it have been to come up with that kind of advice?
Yeah, that seems like that's pretty lame. You're not really helping me out there, Doc.
This is a chance to deepen your relationship, to really get to know yourself. Okay. How about
instead of hating each other, get to know each other more? Guess what happens when you get to know people more? You start to figure out all the things you hate about them.
She also suggests an activity called reflective listening. One person talks, and the other person just listens.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Oh, I know. Then the listener repeats back everything the speaker said to them. After that, switch positions. That's going to work. That's going to work. Like, I really am going to sit there and repeat back everything. Like, oh, geez. Yeah, that's not happening. All right. Well, there's not good tips there. So we have a caller, Nick.
Tony.
Let's try a caller. What's up, Tony?
Hey, guys. What's happening? Hope you can hear me good.
We got you, man. Corona's happening.
Hey, this is great. You guys will love this because I partake in the cannabis field of life, okay?
Okay.
And
so does Nick.
In these stores, they have these wild names for things. And it seems like the craziest people and the craziest actors get billed to this, basically, on a daily basis. So prior to this visit, I bought the Charlie Sheen. I just got a text from my guy saying he's got the Bill O'Brien in.
there's a Bill
O'Brien. And I thought you guys really might appreciate that.
So there's a Bill O'Brien strain of marijuana now.
Ugh.
All right.
Yeah, you know what?
Bill O'Brien.
Because I bet it's really average. And the more you smoke, the less effective it is. So
I've got two O'Brien stories that kind of paint the whole thing in a different light. And I'm curious which one you buy into more. Nobody around here is real happy about Bill O'Brien these days. But according to this story, and this is on Bleacher Report, there are people around the NFL that have some level of respect for the newly promoted general manager's bold decision-making. So Jeremy Fowler says, there's intrigue, even appreciation in some league circles for O'Brien's chaotic conviction. Do you believe that other?
I'm going to tell you exactly who that is. Let's go to break, and then let's dive into that a little bit.
Okay.
Because I'll tell you exactly who is saying that about Bill O'Brien.
All right.
It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN
97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Happy Thursday, everybody. Hope you're having a great one. Hopefully, as good as it can be right now, just as we all try to get through this together. So, A.J., sorry I kind of interrupted you there. Go ahead and give us a little bit of the Bill O'Brien thing you were talking about, and then I have some thoughts for you.
Well, basically, it's just saying that there are people around the league who are applauding him for having conviction on some of these moves. And now someone said, do I agree with the moves he's made? No. But one thing I can respect is that he's doing it his way. He will not go down due to moves made by anybody else. Which, I mean, there is something to be said for that. If you're gonna get canned, it should be because of stuff that you did and not that somebody else did. I mean, there's really nobody else for him to point a finger at now when this thing goes awry. That's sort of the downside of being the GM and the head coach. So I don't know if – and, I've got another story that we'll get to after this that kind of says a different way of people looking at him. But do you think there are people around the league who respect the way Bill O'Brien's handled this offseason?
No. No. Well – I think they like the way he's handled it because, they can fleece him, and they know that now. It's like
– I know who respects it, Arizona. They're like, oh, yeah, he's a great – he's doing things great.
Yeah, guys, he's doing things the right way. I get the concept, but it's also kind of silly. It's also somebody who sounds like they want that kind of power for their team, and they don't have it. So, yeah, I don't think there's real respect there. I think most people are just, hey, I'm glad this guy's trading away all his assets. I'll be happy when he trades Deshaun Watson. And I think either that or it's the typical coach who wants to have the same kind of power. So, I respect that. May not have made those moves, but I respect that. He gets to control the team. So not anyone that I would think is worthwhile. How's that?
That's fair. Well, and there's another – coach around the, or another league official. I don't know who it is exactly, an NFL exec, because all these people they're only talking to people if they stay anonymous, because nobody wants to smack talk guys, which I don't know. It seems kind of cool just to come out and say, that guy who manages that franchise is a dope. But according to SportsNot, Mike Freeman shared a quote from an NFC executive that says, one NFC East front office executive put it this way: the Texans are a rudderless ship. Trading DeAndre Hopkins will go down as one of the worst personnel moves in the history of the NFL. So if there's some people around the league who respect it, and some people think he's the biggest dummy in the world. I guess it's possible that there are people who are looking at the same moves from two perspectives, but it's kind of hard to believe that one guy could be on that end saying this guy's ruining a franchise, and the other guy's like, you know what, I respect what he's doing there.
Well, again, it's one guy, obviously, who respects what he's doing. When you say people around the league, you talk to one guy.
You think there's more of the second guy than there are of the first.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. And the reality is, I think most guys are going to feel that way. They're not going to come out and publicly say it, because it's just like, when I was playing that senior tournament and the drunk guy showed up late at night and they were about to kick him off the table, none of us wanted to see him go. So we weren't going to say he was being a jerk. We just wanted his chips. It's the same thing with Bill O'Brien. You're not going to come out and publicly say, oh, this guy's ruining this team, because you're probably going to want to trade with him at some point and you're going to want to get his chips. So I kind of get both comments. I think the first guy to me is clearly someone who's just jealous, or it's yet another Bill O'Brien people leak story, which sounds like something that would come from his camp.
Yeah, that's so possible too.
And there's so much of that going on. I mean, he's got people that are out there trying to make him look good in this. There's just no way. Just, you know, and he's not going to come out and address it, so we don't know what he's thinking or what he was thinking. Or if he was thinking at all.
And probably the most likely scenario.
So, you see what Dave Grohl is going to be doing on his lockdown?
No.
Since he has so much, he's writing short stories.
Oh, he's what a copycat.
I know. But, apparently his mother was an English teacher, so he's always had and the guy's obviously a very talented songwriter. I don't know that the skills are all that different. So I'd kind of be curious what he does. See if he does better than
me. Yeah, is he writing like kids' books or is this for, you know, for the people who probably listen to his music?
He just says he's gonna write some stories that'll make people smile. I don't know what that means.
Interesting. Maybe it's sex stories from the road. Rockstar sex stories.
That would be good. I would smile at that.
I mean, who wouldn't?
Or not even sex stories, but even just stories from the road that are totally bizarre, like, you know, smashing televisions in a room, just all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
I could see that. So maybe that's what he's doing. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So, you know, for years people have made fun of these doomsday preppers.
Uh-huh.
I guess they're starting to look smart, right? Well, yeah. In fact, USA Today did a story where they went to a bunch of preppers and asked them things that you should always have. So okay. most of these, I think we could figure out without being a prepper. But like number one is batteries.
Okay.
Which you need for flashlights. Oh yeah, I'm good on batteries. We ordered a bunch of those a long time ago. Like, I've got every battery I could possibly need. Multi-tools. So, basically, you know, like a Swiss Army knife kind of thing.
Or a Leatherman or a Gerber. Yeah, something like that. Okay.
Yeah. Also makes sense. Knife sharpeners.
Okay. I have one of those in my kitchen.
I hadn't thought of that, but you do need to keep your knife sharp. Especially if you wind up having to kill animals with your knife.
I would keep my knife sharp on the bones of my enemies.
Yeah, well, there's that.
If things got too ugly.
Well, nitrile gloves, which...
I don't have any of those.
I don't either. It says stronger than latex and doesn't carry the same allergy risks.
Okay.
All right, here's one that I'm pretty sure we could have all suggested. Emergency food.
Okay, yeah. That's Jim Baker suggests it.
Yeah, I'd like to get Jim Baker's take on this.
You know you need my food buckets. I'm now including a roll of toilet paper with every food bucket purchased.
Oh, boy. Number six is duct tape.
Oh, duct tape. What about, is toilet paper not on the list, or do you just use duct tape as toilet paper?
I think you could use duct tape.
Huh.
I mean, you can use duct tape on everything. For one thing, when Jim Baker shows up, you can duct tape him to a chair. So you use it for that. But, yeah, you could. Duct tape can repair anything almost.
Okay.
So, now we're getting kind of goofy. A positive mental attitude. You will be able to overcome obstacles more easily with a positive attitude.
I'm trying to find that on Amazon. I can't find it.
Well, if you do find it, it's probably on back order. So, number eight, and this one you could probably do. I mean, but I can't. An at-home garden.
Yeah, I could do that. I don't have one, but I could.
Yeah, we've got.
I've got a like a planting box outside that's got some herbs in it. But I don't know that basil is going to save me in the case of an apocalypse.
Yeah, we have a little strawberry thing, so that she grows strawberries, but they're not going to be enough to save us in the long run. All right, quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Thursday. Hope you're having a good one. And before we get to the gym of the day, I've gotten like the same text from eight different people about what are the odds Bill O'Brien is secretly employed by the Patriots to sabotage the Texans. Stop, guys. You've got too much time on your hands. 100%.
We all know that.
Oh, my God. I know you're getting bored out there, but let's enough of that. It's not even that funny. So, all right. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right. While we're on lockdown, you have to get creative, right? So let's say you can't leave the house. We're not at that point yet, but let's say you were. And you were craving some potato chips.
Okay.
What would be the best way to make this happen?
You can't leave the house. And you're craving some potato chips.
Nope.
You would use the Favor app.
No, apparently you can't even do that. So How about this? How trained are your dogs?
I have one smart dog and one not smart dog.
Well, this is a Chihuahua, so they're probably both smarter than him. But
that's probably
basically
fair.
he sent the Chihuahua to the store with a note on it and money to have the Chihuahua bring back his chips.
That's actually pretty brilliant if it worked.
Yeah, although if
I'm not buying that it worked, though. I don't believe that would work.
No, I don't either, because if I'm the Chihuahua, I eat the chips.
Yeah, or I take off with the money and start a new life.
Well, he's probably getting pretty bored with this guy. But apparently the dog came back with he was supposed to bring back red Cheetos. Instead, he brought orange ones. But he didn't bring them
back.
An
idiot.
I mean, well, is the dog the idiot or is the person that the note was for the idiot?
Well, I mean, the dog probably should have double-checked to make sure he was bringing in the right order.
Well, you would think. But the photo also, of this thing, the chip.
I mean, I'm an orange Cheeto man myself. If I'm going to eat Cheetos, I don't want the red Cheetos.
Well, I don't know that I'm going to risk sending my dog out for Cheetos, but
if you have a Chihuahua, that's a replaceable dog. That's not a big deal if you lose that.
That's true. But so dog brought back the chips. So there's a new way. Now I would have to train mine to bring back alcohol without drinking. Don't think that's possible.
Probably not.
That is your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right. Somebody asking, would I have to cancel the annual trip to the river in July due to the pandemic? I would bet. I wouldn't cancel yet, but I wouldn't like your odds of making it. It's just there's no way of knowing.
I'm worried about that myself.
And, like, our trip to Canada, I don't know if we're going to be able to do that at any point this summer. It may be that, you know, maybe by Christmas we can go, but I don't think we're going to get to go to the lake this year. And I'm certainly not planning on the World Series of Poker because I'm pretty sure that's going to get canceled, too.
My guess would be yes.
I don't even know if Vegas is going to be back and running by then.
So. Although this might be the year to win it. There's probably going to be a smaller field than ever, Fred.
Yeah, well, believe me, I thought about that. I thought, you know, I bet you there won't be 6,000 people in that senior tournament this year because...
That's right.
Well, you know, some of them...
A lot of those seniors are going to be dead.
Exactly. Exactly. So maybe 1,000 players and, you know, who knows? But, yeah, I'm just assuming that it's not going to happen. So not even making any plans to go. So, but if you do stuff like that, I mean, there's no reason to make that decision today. I mean, I would wait and see where we are once we get to May and then start making decisions. So,
how's the lockdown affecting your sex life?
Not at all, because, you know, there was very little before and it's very little now.
Okay, so no real change for you?
Yeah, no change.
There's some people who, I mean, I guess they weren't preppers, so they ran out of batteries. In England, apparently, the Brits are using random utensils, appliances, and cleaning supplies to spice up their sex lives. London-based EOT Cleaning Services Company surveyed 1,668 people about which household objects they found most worthy of being used as sex toys. And it says, with recent events taking the world by storm, it looks like we're going to spend the majority of our time indoors. To keep things creative, Brits have admitted to resorting to new ways of spicing things up in the bedroom. At the top of the list, the number one tool, a spatula. 89% of respondents admitted they've used a spatula in kinky purposes. Have you ever used a spatula for sex?
Well, you know, I one of the movies from the 80s that I really love was Stripes. And if you recall, he did use a spatula. So at some point you had to try it. Now,
okay.
Didn't do anything for me.
Well, that's the leader. Second is rope, which that's not really a shock. Third, at 82%, plastic gloves. 81% have used a feather duster.
Oh, yeah, that's 72%
have used a mirror. Here's where it starts to get a little bit weird. 55% have used a broomstick.
Hmm.
Not for you?
Yeah, I don't want to envision that.
Like, how would you use it?
Although,
I guess the most simple way is the obvious way, but doesn't seem exactly comfortable. 47%.
If you use it in the morning, is it morning wood?
I see what you did there. 47% have used a kitchen sponge, which is kind of gross. I mean, unless it's like a brand new sponge and then you throw it away directly afterward. Because those things, I think those are like havens for bacteria and stuff. It's a pretty filthy thing.
Yeah.
44% have used high heels, which I don't know if that should even count on this thing.
No.
This is a weird one, and this is dangerous. And I've heard horror stories about this. 41% have used a vacuum cleaner.
Ooh.
I think usually it's lonely guys using the vacuum cleaner, and it usually doesn't end well. I mean, I've heard many, many stories of ER visits after using a vacuum cleaner. And 39% have used a glass-topped table.
Okay.
These are more just like,
yeah, boy, if I broke through one of those.
Yeah.
Sever my spine or something. Yeah, I'll pass. But I don't know why mirrors on there. I mean, that's not really a sex toy. I mean, just...
Yeah, that shouldn't even count.
I wouldn't want to see myself.
It says, you are your... Again, this goes back to you are your safest sex partner, and masturbation will not spread the COVID-19, especially if you wash your hands and any sex toys with soap and water for at least 20 seconds before and after. Soap and water are more effective than hand sanitizers at removing certain kinds of germs, they say. So make sure you just use your soap and you'll be good to go.
Oh, that's a little bit more up my alley.
Yeah, soap up your broomstick, Fred, and then ride that horsey.
You know, the only broomstick I have, though, is like this plastic thing. I think that would hurt.
No, I want you to get an old school wooden broomstick like they had, like you would have had to use when you were in high school.
Yeah, I don't know where you'd even get one of those now.
The hardware store.
Well, I'm not going to a hardware store because I'm not supposed to go anywhere.
You can do a pickup. Call ahead. Tell them you need an old school broom. They'll meet you outside with it. With that and lube.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think I'll pass on that.
All right.
I think I'll just
unfortunately,
use the
lube is like it's automotive lube, but it'll work in a pinch.
Well, I mean, grease somebody up and slide around. That could be interesting if you're
whatever gets it done.
Yeah, and I mean, you could use that on yourself.
That's true.
You're probably not getting any germs if you're using oil, like motor oil.
A couple people have noted that our show sounds a little bit different today. Which is true. I'm noticing it as well. There's a little bit more of a delay between Fred and I than there was the first couple days. So, I mean, I'd like to say that we'll get it fixed, but honestly, there's not much we can do about it. It is what it is. So,
yeah, I mean, about the only thing
we're doing our best to deal with it.
Yeah, I could disconnect and reconnect and see if that helps anything.
Taking a risk. But, yeah, maybe we'll do that during the break.
Yeah. All right. Well, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Because, yeah, the thing is, I stop and I wait for the delay. I wait to hear AJ, and then I start talking again because I don't think he's talking. So, but we're working with it, man. It's the best we can do. And, we'll figure it out.
I'm just glad we get to do the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, people want to quibble, quibble away. At least you have us here. Let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.